USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democratic debates in South Carolina are underway, and Bernie Sanders was asked where the money would come from to pay for health care for all and ended up in a debate with Amy Klobuchar.
Our plan, and we have laid out options all over the place. One of the options is a 7.5% payroll tax on employers, which will save them substantial sums of money.
No, the math does not add up. In fact, just on 60 Minutes this weekend, he said he wasn't going to rattle through the nickels and the dimes. Well, let me tell you how many nickels and dimes we're talking about. Nearly $60 trillion. Do you know how much that is for all of his programs? That is three times the American economy, not the federal government, the entire American economy.
As we head towards Super Tuesday, there'll be more debate updates throughout the evening right here on USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Home prices are on the rise. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The cost of buying a home in the U.S. jumped 3.8% in December. Now that's on top of a 3.5% gain in November. Cities seeing the biggest increase, Phoenix, Charlotte, and Tampa. Prices in Arizona's capital city up 6.5% year over year. A combination of a drop in supply and low mortgage rates has been the cause for the increase.
Harvey Weinstein will face a sentence of up to 29 years in prison, thanks in part to the testimony of Miriam Hayley. She was one of the two main witnesses in the trial, which ended when the Hollywood mogul was found guilty of rape in the third degree and criminal sexual acts in the first degree. Hayley told CBS this morning she was relieved by the verdict.
It was just a huge relief, really, that the jury got it. I felt just very grateful that I'd been heard and believed, and I'm still processing, I think. But it was like just a relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wall Street plunged for a second straight day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down 877 points after U.S. health officials warned that the spread of the coronavirus to America was not a matter of if, but when. The Dow's fall follows a tumultuous Monday, which saw the blue chip index spiral downward with a loss of 1,031 points, its worst performance in over 2 years. President Donald Trump said the coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries. The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses, which offered a cautionary tale on the technological woes that could befall a big political event. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.